the regional health officer in the Ashkelon district. I will explain later on the map where exactly that is. And the aims of this presentation are to describe the function of the regional medical center in the area of conflict, because it is situated near Gaza, to try and describe the difficulty experienced by this medical center while being constantly attacked by missiles in the area and terrorist acts, and to evaluate the extent and distribution of the treatment of Palestinian patients and the results of this treatment in the hospital. Well, we didn't hear that from the previous speaker, but the Israeli medical system is consistently supporting the Palestinian counterpart, both in Gaza and in Samaria and Judea on the Western Bank, in public health services, in medical preparedness for emergencies, and in other events. I was myself in charge of aiding the Palestinian authorities in Gaza to prepare and to deal with the avian flu outbreak that we had jointly, and also in Egypt during 2005. And Israeli hospitals, several of them, treat Palestinian patients that are transferred to Israel from Palestinian land, and both sick and wounded. One of those hospitals is the Barzilai Medical Center. It's not the largest. It's not the most frequented by the Palestinian patients. It's a 500-bed regional hospital in Ashkelon, situated 7 kilometers northeast of Gaza. And the objective of my descriptive study was to show the descriptive epidemiology of who are the treated Palestinian patients during the 3 years, almost 3 years, beginning from January 2005 up until now at the Barzilai Medical Center in Ashkelon. The area is over here is the border of Gaza, and this is about the area that between Gaza and the town of Ashkelon. It's about 4 miles distance from the border to the city of Ashkelon, which is a city of about 110,000 people. This area receives about 1,500 missiles, Qassam missiles, every year for the last 6 years. And the Barzilai Medical Center is the only regional hospital in Israel for this area. This is the hospital. This is the hospital from Airview. This is all the hospital complexes, the building that we saw in the previous pictures, this one here. And this is the satellite view of the town of Ashkelon, and here is the Barzilai Medical Center situated. I had the data of the Qassam missile hits for the last 2 years, and I don't believe that they're actually aiming at the hospital. They're aiming just at the city of Ashkelon. The distribution of patients during the last 3 years, there were altogether 441 Palestinians treated in the hospital, mean age of 33 years, with a very wide range of ages, starting from newborns or it's deliveries that were made in the hospital, and up until old age and chronic diseases, mostly male. The case mix was extremely varied, and there was no discrimination whatsoever, and not infrequently victims of terrorism were actually treated side by side with their assailants. Most of the admissions were emergency admissions as registered at the emergency department, but actually probably several of these were not actual emergencies, but the word emergency was used to enhance transfer from Gaza to the hospital. The conditions involved were trauma, acute, about a third for each, acute trauma, acute medical events, and a little bit more than a third of chronic diseases. Infectious diseases were about 9% of all admissions. There was lots of orthopedic admissions, about a third of them elective procedures that were done in the hospital, and the others acute events, cardiovascular diseases, ophthalmologic diseases, and also obstetrics, gynecology, neoplastic, and so on. There was a substantial gender difference. There were three times more males than females among the patients that were transferred to our hospital. And I cannot say, don't know what is the reason for that. Of course, trauma is probably more common among males, but maybe there are also cultural barriers involved for transfer of women patients. The outcomes. The highest mortality group was among the acute non-traumatic conditions. These are strokes, heart attacks, and so on. Overall, 5.5% of the patients died, 94% were discharged. The length of stay was about 11 days, with more than half of the patients staying less than 7 days, but several chronic diseases were caused the average to drift towards 11 days. There is also an issue of the public relations of the hospital. That is a very substantial challenge, as you didn't see and you will not see any pictures of Palestinian patients in my presentation, because the Palestinian terrorist regime in Gaza, it is so intent on maintaining violence that it will place its citizens' welfare far below its political goals, and the people who contact Israel for whatever reason, they can expect dire consequences of this contact. So it can be life-threatening, and we cannot show actually no treatment of Palestinian patients, neither on pictures or photos or on film, because it doesn't matter why they came to Israel. If it's a sick child or a problematic delivery, they just might get hurt. And there is a problem also of public relations message to the Israeli public. How do you explain to the people that the same hospital treats Palestinian patients while they are shooting missiles and making terrorist acts at the same time coming from Gaza and from other territories? This is not easy to explain. And on the other hand, this joint treatment of Palestinian patients, it can be, it was said in the first lecture, that health can be a bridge to peace. But how do you use this bridge while you cannot disclose the specific information is a real challenge. And what do we do now? We will not stop treating patients whatever the challenges or whatever the political situation. The treatment will go on, the patients will be treated, and the hospital is trying to protect itself by building up. This is the build-up of the wall on the hospital of its southwestern side. to protect the vital parts, vital rooms with the storage of the hospital on the side of where the missiles arrive from. And to try and finish on a more, hopefully more positive note, well, this is a picture taken obviously not by myself, or otherwise I wouldn't be presenting it, of Hamas terrorists and a Palestinian child carrying a Palestinian flag, dressed in the Maccabi Tel Aviv uniform, something like if an Al-Qaeda activist will be dressed in the New York Knicks uniform going with the flag. And hopefully that, that someday there will be hope, even at the darkest hour, but whatever happens, the treatment of Palestinian patients and those who are in need of treatment will continue at our hospital. Thank you.